Welcome to Ninja AI Podcast, your personal generative AI podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating discussion on the legal aspects surrounding electoral processes. There's so much to unpack here. Let's get started. Absolutely. We're talking about why the administration can't just ignore a vote and the intricate safeguards that uphold this system. How do these constitutional safeguards play into the state control of elections? Great question. States actually exercise a lot of control over their own elections. They certify results, and with bipartisan oversight, it's not just a unilateral process. You've got multiple officials and agencies involved ensuring checks and balances. It's like a well-oiled machine. So what about these key dates and processes? They sound quite crucial in their role, right? Exactly. These are legally set. For instance, the Electoral College deadlines, the automatic end of the presidential term on January 20th. All these elements are structured to maintain order. Even the military and Secret Service have their paths laid out by constitutional succession rules. It's all about following the law. It's interesting how these challenges seem to pop up. What are the biggest threats to the integrity of elections? Threats like court challenges, pressuring state officials, and spreading misinformation can shake things up. The trick lies in how institutional responses, from courts to Congress, can keep everything in check. They're like the guardians of the system. Speaking of guardians, how do these critical protections help? Oh, they're vital. From election boards to media scrutiny, these layers add to the robust oversight. The courts, Congress, and of course the media all play a pivotal role. And don't forget the constitutional guarantees. They act like a safety net. What role do citizens have in this whole setup? Citizens are the backbone. They need to stay informed, understand election processes, and know their rights. By voting and encouraging participation, documenting irregularities, sometimes even peaceful protests, they strengthen the system. It's a collective effort to protect our democracy. Absolutely. It feels like the system's designed with lots of redundancies, yet it really relies on active citizen participation, doesn't it? Yes, precisely. The system is robust, but needs vigilant citizens to ensure integrity. The layers of protection are only effective when everyone plays their part. Well, this has been enlightening. Glad you think so. Thanks for listening to Ninja AI Podcast. Until next time, stay curious and informed. Goodbye. Bye-bye.